Let's read together Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 16. In this first half of Proverbs 16, we have more Proverbs giving us wise counsel for living a righteous life. Let's begin our study of this first half of Proverbs 16 with some background notes. For background, let's consider the subject of money and how it was used back in the days when Solomon wrote these Proverbs. This will help us to understand the proverb in verse 11. Honest weights and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his concern. Solomon, of course, wrote in the 10th century B.C. The earliest coins date only back to around 700 B.C. So buying and selling back in Solomon's day was done by bartering with the use of scales and weights, depending on the product. Thus, we have verse 11 here in Proverbs 16. Honest weights and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his concern. Wait a minute, you say. Didn't Abraham, as early as 2000 BC, use coinage when he bought the field from Ephron the Hittite for 400 shekels of silver? Answer, no. Shekels in that day were not coins. They were weights of silver. In fact, shekel is the Hebrew word for weight. Thus we read in Genesis chapter 23, verse 16, and Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed out the silver of Ephron, which he had named in the hearing of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, currency of the merchants. Genesis 23, 16. So with this brief background about money, we can better understand a number of Old Testament passages that talk about buying and selling before coins came into existence. And that brings us once again to our doctrinal point for these Proverbs of Solomon. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verse 1. The preparations or plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Now, you've probably heard the expression, man proposes, but God disposes. Now, that is not a Bible verse, but it is a Bible truth and taught right here in verse 1. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. That is, God is so sovereign that even the words people say, whether they be good words or bad words, are ultimately under God's control. Balaam in the Old Testament is a good illustration of this truth. He wanted to curse Israel, but his words came out as a blessing. See Numbers chapters 22 and 23 in this connection. Ephesians 1:11 says that God works all things after the counsel of his will. Ephesians 1:11. Does that include words that people say? Of course. All things means all things. Proverbs 16, verse 2. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. God sees the motives, not the masks. The Lord judges not only what we do, but why we do it. Are we willing to pray as David did in Psalm 139? Search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there is any wicked way in me. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Now, this proverb is not saying that all your plans will come true as long as you pray about them. No. The point is that if you commit everything you do and say and plan to the Lord, that is, roll it over to the Lord, that's what the word commit here means, then blessing and guidance and direction and stability in life will follow. Verse 4, the Lord has made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom. Now, at first glance, it might seem that this verse is teaching that God created the wicked to be damned. But no, the Bible does not teach any kind of doctrine of reprobation. The point of this proverb is that God has ordained a day of judgment and place of judgment for the wicked. Hell does serve a purpose in God's eternal and sovereign plans. Verse 5. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. God hates the sin of pride and all of its bad fallout. Now, the expression here of join forces or hand in hand comes from the idea of joining hands in agreement and could be translated assuredly, as some of your translations have. That is, you can be sure that pride will not go unpunished. Question for Christians. How much reward will we lose out on at the judgment seat of Christ because of pride in our hearts now as believers? The beginning of verse 6. In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. Now, this verse is not saying that we atone for our own sins by showing love and mercy to others and being truthful. No, that would contradict the clear teaching of Scripture. It is only through God's love and mercy and faithfulness that salvation is provided in Christ. But now as believers, we should demonstrate that same love and mercy and forgiveness and truthfulness toward others. As 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 says, love covers a multitude of sins. The second part of Proverbs 16, 6. And by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. The second part of verse 6 here is very practical, isn't it? The more you fear the Lord, that is, have holy reverence for the Lord, the more you will be motivated to do what's right. Men, for example, who truly love and honor and fear the Lord do not have problems with internet pornography. Verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now remember, this is a proverb, a general truth stated in general terms. Thus, it is not a contradiction to New Testament teaching of 2 Timothy 3:12, for example, which says, all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The point of this proverb is that in general, if you live your life in line with God's word, you will have a peaceful life. Verse 8, better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice. God says that it's better to have a little honestly earned money than to have great wealth with ethical questions associated with it. You know, some prosperity gospel preachers would wrongly add a third part to this proverb and say, but it's best to have a lot of money and possessions. Not biblically sound teaching. Verse 9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. This proverb is not saying that it is wrong to plan ahead. No. It is saying that God is ultimately in control of all events. As Proverbs 27 verse 1 says, we do not know what a day may bring forth. God may have something even better in mind than our plans. Illustration. I had never planned on going into full-time ministry, but God directed my steps a different way than what I had planned. Be open to God changing even your good plans. Verse 10. A divine decision is on the lips of the king. His mouth must not transgress in judgment. In Israel, the king spoke as God's representative. Therefore, the king was responsible to make right judgments and edicts because they were backed by God's authority. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 teaches that all governing authorities are ordained of God, and therefore they are responsible before God. Verse 11, honest weights and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his concern. Now, we looked at this proverb under our background notes, and we'll come back to it for our practical application. Verse 12, it is an abomination for kings to commit wickedness, for a throne is established by righteousness. The point of this proverb is not only that it is wrong for kings to sin, as it is wrong for anyone to sin, but it is especially wicked if a king does not set up a righteous government, to allow oppression of the poor and favoritism and bribe-taking and wrongdoing of any kind in government is an abomination before the Lord. And God holds the leaders of such nations responsible. What does this say, by the way, about our own nation at all levels of government? Verse 13, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him who speaks what is right. Good kings don't want flattery and hypocrisy. No, they know that without honesty and truth and justice, their kingdom is headed in the wrong direction and doomed to failure. Bad kings or bad leaders don't understand or appreciate this truth. Verse 14, as messengers of death is the king's wrath, but a wise man will appease it. This is a very practical proverb. It is not suggesting any kind of compromise with truth or righteousness. No. All it is saying is that it is wise not to antagonize a ruler who could take your life in his wrath. How much better to take a course of action that appeases his wrath? Verse 15, in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. When the king or your boss is smiling, it is like a time of refreshing rain in the land, or in the office, or in the plant. Would you agree? This proverb can certainly be applied to the home and to ministries as well. When parents in the home or directors of ministries are smiling and happy, it is like refreshing rain for everyone involved. Verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. You know, when I was a teenager, I followed this proverb without realizing it. With the money from my first job, I bought an encyclopedia. My friends thought I was crazy not to put the money towards a car, but I told them that learning was more important. Well, I wish I could say that I always made good choices like that one. Unfortunately, we often say just the opposite with our lifestyle. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. And that brings us to our practical application for this first half of Proverbs 16. Remember, God sees all the weights. Remember, God sees all the weights. Verse 11, once again, honest weights and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his concern. We mentioned in our background notes that buying and selling in Solomon's day was not by coins or paper money, but for many products by weights and balance scale. A merchant could cheat a customer by not having a standard set of weights. Who would know? God would know. He knows and is concerned about all the weights, the big ones and even the very small ones. You know, it's easy to cheat in small areas, isn't it? Like not paying the road tolls when the gate is open, or like not paying back the store that undercharged you, or like not returning borrowed items. Let's not cheat and be unethical in the small areas. Remember, God sees all the weights.